When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
Discover what BetterHelp Online Therapy can do for you. Visit BetterHelp.com today.
Wednesday Holocult. You know what that means. Welcome to the night shift.
We out
here.
We're
just out here kicking it, doing our very best. Hope everybody's had a good week, good 2 weeks since the last time we talked. Shout out my camo duct tape headphones. Yeah, welcome in. If you're here, make sure you hit the like button, the subscribe, the notification bell, do some comments, do some shares, you know, all that goofy social media algorithm stuff. That'd be sick. Paranormal Trucker, what's up?
Good to
see all the regular faces in here hanging out with us today. How's everybody doing?
So hopefully spectacular.
That's what you do when you're spectacular.
Just live the dream. Yeah. Heck yeah.
I haven't really been paying much attention to a lot of stuff because I've been super busy. So, what weird's going on? What's some weirdness we got going on here? I got a year older.
Well, Twiz isn't in here, unfortunately, and I know that we have some fan favorites out there that love us talking about Twiz so much. However, I did see a story, and I don't think that I buy it, but Homeboy was talking about one day a tree showed up in his yard next to one of his trees, and it's identical. And it's also moving closer to
you. I saw a couple Instagram reels, but I didn't really dive into it. But that's fucking weird.
Supposedly, it's a thing. Because the guy in the video said it's not the first person who has talked like this. And then there are people in the comment section kind of authenticating that as well. Which is fucking bizarre. But the thing is when he showed a video of it, the tree didn't necessarily didn't look dead identical either. Same type of tree for sure. And it had trim marks on it, but if it was identical, like one tree was facing this way and then the other one was like turned. So you couldn't get a full picture of it being like completely identical.
This would be where Twiz would chime in and say, sometimes a tree isn't just a tree.
Yeah, that's why I said that.
Happy late birthday, Laura. Hoping this year's better than the last. I don't know how your last year went, but I hope it was great, but I hope this year's better. Yeah. The tree thing, yeah, I've seen a couple reels. The dude said the tree just showed up one morning when he woke up, And it's been consistently moving closer toward him in his yard. It's moved like 30 feet closer to him, which is weird.
Dude, if that's real,
that's some simulation stuff right there.
I don't even know what that is. It is absolutely bizarre.
That's them messing with the simulation to see how much we're going to let get past. Trees are,
And, you know, on the subject, we're not going to go too far into the subject because that may or may not be our next episode, but it's kind of frustrating. And it has nothing to do with us, so don't get that twisted. But it's kind of frustrating how all of these scientists are going missing here recently. And you remember when I did an episode on that Amy Eskridge girl? But everybody's acting like it just happened.
I already shot it out on the socials. I said, Kyle dove into this 2 years ago, you dorks.
Yeah, but it's just been weird because a lot of people are bringing her up like she currently, you know,
went missing,
is deleted.
They keep,
but that's not the case. Like it's all bullshit. She did not recently happened. Not to say that it's not related, but it didn't recently happen.
How long ago did that happen? It's not been that long. It's been within the last few years, right?
I think so.
Let's look. Let me Google. Everybody talk amongst yourselves. Because now that they're acting,
and I think you're right. I think you're right, Pocahontas. I think they're back in the 80s. There were a bunch of scientists that went missing. Yeah. Also.
Actually, I'm doing the next few episodes. I've been deep diving into these scientists. They went missing here recently. I got like, I don't know. I'm on 6 or 7 out of how many ever, and I've already got a fuck ton of words written. So it's going to be a few parters, but I'm also going to deep dive into the one from the 80s, the Star Wars scientist.
I am so excited for this. Because it'll be one of Steve's like first deep dives, and it's like conspiracy realm. Mixed with God knows what, and I'm fucking here for it.
2022, so still within 4 years. June 11th, 2022.
That means I covered it not long after she passed.
And people are now connecting the dots between these people, and the timeline keeps kind of opening up a little bit, but it's all relatively within the same 5-year period, which...
Right.
When you look at it, shit's suspicious, you know? There's a lot of weird shit going on. And I don't... It could be, like, confirmation bias, just connecting, but take... A lot of these people, like, worked in the same departments, and there's a couple of them that disappeared the same week, within, like, 4 days of one another, right. And... It's bizarre.
It's definitely fucking strange. Say,
sorry, 6 or 7. What? But yeah, I've got it on these current ones. There'll be at least two episodes. I don't know. I still got some I got to dive into. I'm not really gonna go way into the Amy Eskridge aspect. I'll mention her, but Kyle already ran through that. So if that's something you guys should go visit. Probably before the next episodes drop. And it's weird, man. It's weird.
It's definitely weird.
I got some theories that I don't know. I don't know what to make of them. They just like pop into my head and I'm like, there's no way that could be a thing. And then I'm like, maybe it's a thing.
Oh, it could definitely be a thing. It could definitely be a thing.
And then you got ufology. I'll be the first to admit, I don't know a lot about David Wilcox. I have a few of his books, haven't read them, but I know he was a prominent figure in ufology, UFO world, RIP, first off. But I seen clips of his last live stream. weird. He talked about the missing scientists, and he also talked about how, like, he even said, God forbid if something were to happen to me. And then, like, 3 days later, he's found supposedly offed himself.
Yeah, I don't, like, I want to go, but I don't want to, because I want to go, you know, go into it in the episodes. Because my brain's like I just want to start brainstorming right the fuck now, but I also don't want to lose luster for the episode, so.
And it's, I don't know, it's weird. There's so many different avenues it can go down, you know? Like, is there, for example, is, because some of them have passed away, but some of them are missing. Is there some sort of shadow dark government that's actively taking these people, making them work on things? You know?
I mean, I could also see it doesn't even have to be a take situation, because, bro, I'm saying, if I didn't have a family, even if I had a family, because you would think they would make plans for you in that regards. But if they were just like, yo, Steve, we got a top secret project, we could really use your expertise, but you're basically going to go into WITSEC when you come work on this project. I know what I'm doing.
See ya.
I'm going, fuck yeah. See ya. I'm in. Can't talk about it. You can't, like, you are not working on this project. We are going to disappear you. You know, and I understand that maybe my family has to stay here for a while to inlay cover, and then eventually they move to where I'm at and get a whole identity change as well. It's definitely possible.
Yeah. Just the, oh man, I know. We can talk about it a little bit. It'll be a precursor into what's coming next week. Some of the shit, like the things that went down for things to happen, is just so sus. And if you know anything about the missing scientists and the murdered scientists that happened in the 80s, some of it is very mirroring of what went on there, the way things are happening. There's one from this recent spat of scientists that died, Carl Grillmer. He lived out in the middle of nowhere. Pretty good spat away. He had a lot of property. He just kind of hung out to himself. A guy showed up on his property with an AR-15. So he said, hey, this is weird. I should call the cops. Called the cops. Cops arrested the guy. The guy said he was just walking to the post office, which post office was the opposite direction of Grillmare's house. They take him into custody. Yeah. Obviously, the firearm's unregistered. Obviously a felony. Goes before a judge, and the judge is like, you know what? You're a pretty cool guy. You don't have any priors. We're just gonna say it's fine. It's fine. Go ahead and take off. Within 11 days, he went back and shot Carl Grillmare in the chest and killed him.
That's crazy.
It's almost like that it was not fated to happen, but somebody wanted it to happen.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, there's so many things that could be playing out. You know, because especially the scientists, is it a thing where they've put their work in on the project and now they must be eliminated type of situation? Or did they refuse the project or want to step away from the project? And they're like, no, you're not doing that.
And man, there's so many theories. Like, do they know something was coming? were there threats of them,
like,
I don't know, something catastrophic, like an asteroid or something? Because Grillmare, he worked on, he discovered traces of water on exoplanets and shit, and he was working on a program where they were actively detecting rogue comets and asteroids that could be threats to the United States, or to the world here when he was murdered. Because you hear all those rumblings about Apophis coming through and it traveling between us and our satellites, like it's supposed to get super close in 2029. There's a whole bunch of different theories that people are throwing out there. Hmm. And then there,
I don't, I'm trying to like theorize if an asteroid would, I don't know if they would tell us.
That's like, if he was going to be like,
no, I don't.
Like for him specifically, if he was going to blow the lid off that and say people deserve to know, and the governments of the world are like, nah, we ain't going to do that, would that be enough for him to get got? Obviously, yes. It doesn't necessarily tie into the rest of the scientists going that route.
No, we haven't done an episode on Dark Force Theory. But I don't know. I don't know that they would off him even if he was going to blow the whistle, because they came out and said the fucking aliens are real and nobody gave a shit. One guy stepping forward and being like, yo, we're going to get hit by an asteroid. That's literally no different than a lot of these prophets over the past however many years.
My thing is like, the aliens aren't necessarily an existential threat. You know, we don't know. Them saying aliens are real, we don't know if they're good. We don't know if they're bad. We don't know if they give a shit about us. We don't know nothing. If an asteroid is on the direct course to hit the planet, that kind of changes the scenario a little bit. You would think you could be right.
Yeah, you could be right.
Also, some people would just be like, whatever.
Yeah, I think the majority of people would say whatever, because, okay, I'll play devil's advocate here. Project Anchor. Remember where everything's supposed to float off the fucking ground? Bro, that's scary. Not gonna lie, there's a part of me that's like, maybe I should stay on that day.
Maybe I should just anchor myself. Maybe I should stay on.
Just in case. You know, but maybe it's bullshit. I don't know.
You don't know. Like, all you know is that.
Now, I'd be a whole hell of a lot more scared if one of the who's who of scientists came out and said, yo, Project Anchor's real, this is what's going to happen, and then 2 days later he disappeared or self-deleted. Okay, I'd be like, oh fuck, I think I'm definitely going to call off that day.
I almost feel like it's more, a lot of these are more tied to like jet propulsion scientists and stuff. So
that's what I'm wondering if it's a new propulsion or energy system.
Because that's what Amy Eskridge was talking about, you know, anti-gravity and stuff. And yeah. I think it's, if it is a governmental kind of thing, it almost feels like the industrial military complex doing something behind these scientists. Yeah.
And I mean, if it's a new form of energy. Now, propulsion's one thing. If it's strictly propulsion, but if it's essentially what people would describe as free energy, I could see why they don't want it to get out. But at the same time, I don't understand why they don't want it to get out. I mean, the only argument you have is fucking money.
And
because there's no way. But then again, I don't know. I sit here and say that there's no way we would pay the outrageous power bills that we do if we knew this energy created was essentially free, like they didn't have to do shit, I think we would still pay for it.
We're creatures of habit at this point.
Yeah. So like at the end of the day, why not come up with your free energy and then just use it and charge us for it anyways?
They probably already have it. They're probably using it and charging us for it.
I guarantee they do. Because we are that naive and dumb where we would just go, okay, my electric bill is $1,000 now, even though it costs nothing. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Keep lining the billionaires' pockets.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
If it wasn't that, it'd be something else.
And that's like, yeah, I mean, it's just the way that it goes. We have proven that we are beyond any point of retribution, in my opinion. So they could almost lay anything out in front of us and we are going to walk ourselves right into it and go, okay. It's just like, not to circle back and circle off topic, but it's just like the idea of me being accused of plagiarism whenever I clearly didn't. There's a point I'm making here, not just talking shit. But the fact is I can remember how, you know, plagiarism is word for word. You're word for word ripping somebody's shit and saying you did it. That's plagiarism, right, Steve? Or am I just dumb?
That's what you do. Okay. You just read what the other person wrote.
Right. So yeah, that is what I do. So I'm a professional when it comes to plagiarism. However, by me being accused of doing something like this, in my opinion, so you're suggesting, Mr. Expert out there, that what we should stop doing is storytelling, right? So storytelling should be off the table, because the only way that you could tell stories are if they're firsthand accounts, and no one under any circumstance is allowed to retell your story because it's your story. So therefore, you are walking yourself into a fucking dead end where everything is going to cease to exist. Storytelling has been a day one thing for mankind. And I think that Steve and I would probably feel the same way when I say this, is that we would have zero problem. Zero. If somebody was like, yo, I use your guys' stuff for research material all the time. Cool. That's part of the reason why we're here. Things to be documented and retell the story. Get the information out there. Not, oh no, you can't. Because it's our story. You plagiarized me. You're dumb. So that's an example of us willingly wanting to walk into a form of censorship that essentially stops storytelling, that stops the spread of ideas and facts.
And on that note, it wasn't even the person who put it out that was being a pussy. It was somebody that wants somebody that wants more content, wants better content, wants no ads, and also wants you guys to call in better calls on the call-in show. So if we're gonna hit Crybaby David standards,
it's a lot of ones.
Everybody's got to step up. More content.
This is true.
Ad-free content, better content, better call-ins.
Hell yeah!
What a life.
And I wasn't trying to really like get on a soapbox with it. It's just, it is an example. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me whenever you're openly calling for not being able to retell people's stories. To me, that's asinine. It's fucking crazy. And it just goes to show the world that we live in, where people are solely focused on themselves, and they would much rather see censorship across the board than to hear things they don't like.
Can you imagine a life where you just wait to consume free content to immediately complain about it. Get a fucking hobby. Go listen to a different show. Go listen to something about the Nephilim or something. There's sure as fuck enough shows about that out there. Go consume some of that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's just a sad world.
Yeah, really. I know.
Because I like, I know we have been contacted before that somebody was like, hey, we used this episode in our research. I'm like, that's fucking dope. That's dope. It's crazy that people are actually using us as reference material now. To me, that's cool. That's cool. I have no problem
with that. Twiz, you want to know what's really going to make their day? I know I said his name, so he's probably bricked up right now. But what's really going to make their day is I'm taking all of his crybaby content or his crybaby comments, and I'm turning them in to AI songs, and I'm going to put them behind a paywall. Keep making us money, bitch.
That's probably going to be plagiarism.
I'm going to plagiarize myself.
Good.
Good. I love it. I love dipshits.
It's funny whenever I think thoughts and then they somehow segue them into our show.
It's manifestation.
Because I was chewing on that one the other day. I'm like, man, you're fucking dumb. Storytelling, like, it's a staple of being a human.
Yeah, you're everything we talk about literally happened to someone else. We just have to put our own spin on it.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you're taught that in school, dude.
I don't know. I shouldn't even get on there and read them because it just pisses me off. I know that's what they're there for. But also, keep giving us them downloads, big dog. Keep commenting. Keep spiking that algorithm. The more mad I make you, the more you comment, which just keeps pushing us. And guess what? You know who likes it when we get pushed like that? Sponsors and ads. It's coming.
From now on, it's just these ads are brought to you by David.
I'll say it. These ads are brought to you by Crybaby Dave. Here you go, sad boy.
And then just put an hour worth of ads and be like, this is because of David.
You did this to yourself, David.
That would be funny.
Now what'd you learn?
Yeah.
What a dork.
Well, I guess
what
I won't.
What a fucking dork. Is it plagiarism, man. Me calling him a fucking dork? Because I'm pretty sure somebody has at some other point in his life.
Yeah, it's plagiarism. It's just AI plagiarism from now on.
No, it was an emo song. It was a sad emo song.
Good.
I'm thinking, I was going to talk to Kyle about putting David's sad boy comment song at the end of the episodes, where once he gets through the end ads, we'll put his sad boy song at the end.
So it won't bother me at all.
Okay, I'm over it now.
Yeah, I never really do give a shit. Just, people talk shit on us all the time.
It's
cool.
I think they just...
At the end, I mean, you know, I always will forever sleep good at night knowing that I don't leave negative comments on anybody's shit ever because I don't care to. And I'm not out there trying to ruin people's marriages. So at the end of the day, I sleep better at night knowing that that's not me.
I've never had an experience, paid or free, that was so that just hit me so hard in my feelings, upset me so much that I felt the need to comment about it on to go out of my way, let alone every single time an episode drops. But ever, if I listen to something and I think it sucks, guess what I do? Don't listen to it anymore. I don't keep coming back.
I will admit, though, the one review's semi right. We do need to do better as far as listener experiences are concerned. I understand that gripe. That's a correct gripe. I get that one. That one for me hits where I'm like, yeah, you're right. But there's a lot going on. I'm not gonna soapbox it and cry. But there is a lot going on in life. It just is what it is. So if we let, if we have let you down, we apologize.
I don't. Start your own show. Become a writer, become an editor, become an audio engineer, become a videographer.
Hey, Holocult. If you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advance gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focused and enhanced creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com. And that's promo code HOLO.
Become a researcher and then start your own fucking show.
There is that.
Because you can do that. I think people just think we sit down, record it, and done. Sit, record, send it. It's not how it works. That's not how it works.
No, it is a lot of work. I mean, yeah, there have been days where we've talked about not doing it anymore because it's so much work. But then we're like, but what would we do if we didn't do it?
David would probably complain about it if we didn't do any more content. He wouldn't have anything to complain about.
I think he would complain that he doesn't have anything to complain about. He'd be like, this is fucking dumb.
Yeah,
Dylan, that's all I would do. That's literally probably all I would do, is go to work and go fishing.
I just walk off into the forest and disappear. Then let everybody add my name to the missing scientists. They'll be like, paranormal podcaster also disappears. Then we'd be famous.
You are technically a scientist. You did go through the GATE program, so.
Yeah. Skipped out. Failed out. Failed out of the GATE. They closed the GATE on me. They're like, nah, not this. Not
or
this
does
idiot.
It?
Not this dummy.
Hell yeah, we fish,
try
dude.
To.
Fishing's sick. I guarantee you I fish way wrong, but I still catch stuff, so.
Paranormal Trucker, anybody feel like making a trip to Wilson, North Carolina? What's in Wilson, North Carolina? Did I miss something?
I love catching every fish.
Ah, damn. See you, Paranormal Trucker.
Much love. Stay safe out there, bro.
Burton, what's up? We're just on here talking about people that piss us off.
What else have I seen here of late? Trying to think of some other crazy ass shit. Not a lot, because I avoid the internet most of the time.
The missing scientists.
Everybody's just so fucking negative. It has like over one of the little bit that I do jump on, it's just literally missing scientists, missing scientists, missing scientists.
Once
I'm like, Jesus.
Once politicians picked it up and started pushing it, it's everywhere. It's consumed every.
Yeah, that's true. That does happen. That does happen. But I mean, it is a big fucking mystery. It should be talked about. It's just that I know an episode's coming, so I don't give a shit. I'm going to get all my information from Steve. It.
I've already got like 7,000 fucking words.
You
got to
do it. You got to get fucking, you got to add another zero behind 700 that
700 billion.
Yes. I didn't know adding one more zero was got that.
I wish we could do the night shift weekly.
Me too.
I really do.
I enjoy doing it. Yeah. I enjoy it.
Apparently, we don't open the phone lines enough, and the people that do call in too much.
Yeah, well, I mean, the idea would be to definitely be like a call-in radio show. That was the whole purpose of creating the night shift. But we work with what we got. I mean, we don't have, you know, Tony Merkel listener base. It just doesn't, it's not in the cards for us. I don't know what to tell you. You know, it just is what it is. Can't be scared to call in.
A show on Friday and Saturday would be awesome, except that I only have every other Friday and Saturday off because of my work schedule. And Friday night, I'm writing.
Yeah, we got to get Steve Saturday, on days.
We're recording till like 1 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we got to get Steve back on days. That way we can start fishing. Fuck recording more. Fishing. Speaking of, I got a new shirt in the works. It's sick with it. I just got to figure out the front. The front's got me a little bit. I got the back figured out. I got to get the front figured out. Once I get the back or the front figured out, that bitch is going
live. I need to find one of them lure casts where you make your own lures.
Okay. A new job.
Yes. One of them lure casts where you make your own lures and make a gray alien.
Oh, you catch something on it.
Probably a missing scientist.
Probably. More than Dolly.
Yeah, sometimes Tony Hobson.
More than Dolly. Yeah. Oh, dude, I don't care about no internet rando.
It's just the principle. Like, I know how hard.
Yeah, if you're gonna talk about it,
I know how hard that we work at this, and the amount of time that goes into it. And we're not one to sit here and like blow off the horn about how much work we put into it unless somebody comes in and is like, oh, you guys should do more. You guys should do more. You guys should do better. Blah, 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 blah. And that pisses me off. It pisses me off for me and it pisses me off for Kyle.
Yeah. I do work really fucking hard at Kyle, this. Like, I'm always trying to teach myself new stuff.
Kyle edits every single show. Everything is done in-house. He edits every single show, all the audio himself, all the video himself. And that's no schooling, no training, no nothing. Just putting the time in and learning. On top of writing episodes every other week. So, like I said, there's a lot of stuff we got to do.
Yeah. Here's a sneak peek. Sneak peek. It's supposed to be on like a tan colored shirt there. You can't see it very good. Here's a Perp Squad shirt. Do like Perp Squad.
No, this
can't see it either.
Yeah, the camera's not picking up the colors very well. Oh, there you go.
Oh, wait. There you go. You can see a little bit of purple.
Perp Squad.
Yeah, that's the back graphic for one of our new shirts.
I'll quit complaining now. people will complain that I use the whole show to complain.
Oh, it's gonna be fire. There's no wood about it. It's gonna be. I just got to figure out the front graphic for it, like a chest badge or, you know, Hollow Sky across the chest, something like that. I'll know it when I find it. I just got to keep working at it. Like I said, a lot of fucking irons in the fire, baby.
Yeah, we got to get some new merch out. We haven't released a new merch design in a long time.
Yeah.
Bigfoot Society.
But I got some ideas. What up, big dog? I got some ideas, but I got to get them made and mocked out and blah, 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 blah. Not to mention, it does cost a lot of money to get a bunch of shirts made.
See if I'm honest.
So we got to make sure we have money in the bank. Because I think average, when Steve and I buy merch, we probably drop $1,500, $2,000.
It's pretty
somewhere around there. So it's a venture. It's a lot of money. And then we don't really recoup it. We at best, like best case scenario, we break even.
Milf, man, I love fishing.
Hell yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, we don't like, you don't make merch to make money. You make merch for advertising.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and just kind of spread the love a little bit. I think it's, for me, it's even cool just knowing that there are dum-dums out there just wearing our shirt or a hat or something.
I'll never forget, sick. I don't know who it was, but they said that they were in an airport on the West Coast somewhere, Washington or Oregon or something, and they had their Hollow Sky shirt on, and someone from across the airport yelled Hollow Cult at them. That's the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life.
That's rad. That's one of the coolest things ever, right there. Like that, that's just ridiculous. So it's cool. That's all that matters.
Shout out to Bigfoot Society, because on TikTok, all we do is tag each other in Limp Bizkit related videos.
Hell yeah. That's all that matters.
nothing paranormal, just Limp Bizkit videos. Do we block people that curse in the... Is this your first day here?
No.
Is this your first day? Because...
I know sometimes weird things happen in the chat where people... I got like a hair or something in my mouth. Where people have weird things happen where they like text and it doesn't show up or some shit. I don't know. But no, we don't do anything like that. The only time we've...
If you're a dick...
I think we blocked like one person because you come in and you're an asshole.
We'll block you. But if you're chill, you can say the F word chilly.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Yeah, this ain't a fucking... what would it be? Like a Modern Warfare 2 lobby.
Those are rough.
Yeah.
I did get a what is it? One of those friggin' telekinesis kits or some shit.
What is that? Like the Estes method or whatever it is.
Let me look. Hold that thought.
How do you buy telepathy a kit for telekinesis?
Teach yourself telepathy.
Oh, then
we can start doing on the night shift. I haven't opened it yet, or I would have got it out tonight. But, it's got the 50-card deck and 128-page guidebook. I'm going to be telepathing the shit out of stuff. We're all going to...
Oh, that's sick. With the digital artist there, that's dope.
Well, that is sick.
We always need stuff.
Yeah, we got to get some new designs up. Kyle's got the fishing design. I'm probably going to try to mock up some of them with the new metal logo, because that's not on anything yet. Some people were asking for it. There's so many shirts I want to put out. Hollow World Order, that's money. That shirt's bad.
Yeah, just like I said, it just takes money. Money and dimes. Speaking of which, I got a fill-in order. I forgot about it. I got to fill one.
We got 55 people in here just listening to us, bitch. Bigfoot bong ripper shirt. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. See, Nicole gets it. You guys are funny. And no, I'm not trying to do Ouija board with being possessed. That sucks.
I feel like it'd be good good content. Kyle does have a nice gnome.
Yeah, he's pretty special. I've had him for a long time. I've probably had him for at least 16 years.
We should get a tiny little gnome and just start, like, we'll send it to one member of the cult, and then it's that cult's member's responsibility to send it to another member of the cult, and we'll see how far he goes.
Just see how far he goes.
I wonder how you can make a tracker for that. Like, you just scan it in on the website or some shit. It shouldn't be that hard.
Probably. You probably could.
Like, what's the dollar bill thing? Where's George? If you find a dollar bill with a Where's George stamp on it, you can go register it and see where it all went.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to... I don't have time to do anything, but I really want to start using my Ouija board to try to contact aliens and maybe summon UFOs.
Yes.
Because I feel like that works. Like, it's a CE5. Like, people use CE5 try to see stuff. If I have a tool to focus that energy to the UFOs, I think it would work.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea.
There's like...
And literally everyone in the chat is like, no. And I'm like, yes, yeah, fucking awesome
there
idea.
There are like 40 Ouija boards in this room right now. Not 40, probably 8. And it's fine. It's fine. I'm sending them to your house, Dylan. They probably need their ship worked on.
I was just going to say that. And there, put it on the lift.
How do I know who answers on the Ouija board? I don't know. I've never had anybody answer. Granted, I have never I think I fucked around with one when I was a little younger. But I can't remember if I did or not. Apparently, not a whole lot must have happened.
I have.
But.
I've used one.
Laura, I don't have any old ones. There's one I am specifically looking for. It's called Michi Manitow. And... it was made in St. Louis at a small toy company that went out of business in the early 1900s. But trying to find them is insane. I think in my brain, I think I'm going to find one in an antique shop or something. Cannot find one. I found one on eBay and it was $1,000.
Damn. I was going to make one.
I love the idea.
Cause I've got a bunch of seasoned walnut, and my buddy did. He don't have any more, but he had one of those laser engravers. Sick. And I was gonna plane it all out and make it all nice and smooth, and then let him laser engrave it and get it back and oil it all up and stuff, make it look sick.
The company that did the Michi Manitow also did a Spirit Rider, where essentially it's a planchette, but the planchette has a spot to put a pencil in. So as you move it, you can do spirit writing. And that's the sick. Fact that died out is so crazy to me, because I feel like as big as Ouija boards are, the spirit writing pencil is like, how did that go away?
Yeah, yeah.
You need to make a hollow sky.
I feel like that's like a, well, no, not really. I guess you can move it too, but... I don't know. It would be, I think the wow factor would be a little more.
Yeah, especially if it said like F off.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I was literally going to say F off. Not, I was going to say just like that. Hopefully just draws fucking penises everywhere on your paper.
Then I know I'm in good company.
Like a little child.
Talking to people that get my sense of humor.
They just put LOL, LOL.
Don't draw evil to my family. I don't know, man.
I think You know, now that we're on that topic,
we're just firing from the hip here tonight.
Yeah. I kind of think that my wife either has an attachment or she has something from the other side that you're trying to get a hold of her.
Oh, that one.
I think that's what a lot of this mayhem is. Because I don't know if it was last week, maybe? We would be going to take a shower and three nights in a row, I would be in the shower. She walks into the bedroom. TV turns on by itself. Three nights in a row.
That's weird.
And I know for a fact, two of the nights, I know for a fact the TV was off. Off. Because sometimes our TV will go into sleep mode and it'll just go black screen. But if you tap the remote, like you push a button, the TV will just boop, come on. It'll just wake itself up. But I know factually it was off. Because I'm pretty, especially when I leave the house in the morning, I'm usually the last one out the door. So I go through the house and I make sure the hair straighteners are off, TVs are off, all that bullshit. So I religiously check everything to make sure it's all off.
So you think it might have something to do with Shauna?
Yeah, I mean, if not, I would feel like it would be me walking in there and it'd be like, hey, but instead it's not.
It's interesting. Especially considering the
scene. And I'm always kind of like clearing myself and clearing the house. You know, I'm always like, you know, basically fuck off. You're not allowed to be here. You know, that type of shit. Fucking catch
when
these
we
hands.
Were having all the weird stuff after we went to X, it's weird that it kind of centered around her more so than it centered around you.
Yeah. No, that's another correction. You motherfuckers was having weird shit. I had cool shit.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys had fucked up stuff. I had cool stuff.
And BPD, of all the things that I have in my house, the Ouija board are the least of my worries. I have books here that will probably just put a Ouija board to shame. I got this the other day. Speaking of which, Guide to Creating Magical Entities.
Hell yeah.
I'm about to create some tulpas in this bitch. Awesome. Complete guide to entity.
Well, and I mean, to be fair, you do have Lucy, and we saw some fucked up shit with Lucy. With our own eyes, standing right there. No getting around.
I also got the Picatrix.
What the hell is that?
A medieval tree steed on astral magic, which I'm going to use when I create the magical entity. And I also got the Secrets of Solomon, where he basically bound all the goetic demons. So we're going to create something.
That's creepy, Jeremiah. I don't like the fact that it says, got ya.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah, I don't like that. Has he heard somebody whisper, come here during a night op in the woods? The next day, drifting off for a nap in my cabin, a voice said, got ya. That's kind of like whenever I would hear the lady say my name.
Do you think it was?
Oh, yeah, Shauna just texted me and said her mom was also a prankster. So it could be her mom. Turning the TV on.
Wouldn't that be a thing? Go out into the woods looking for Squatch and you end up having the hitchhiker effect.
That sucks.
Yeah, the Lucy stuff was weird at the metaphysical conference. That was strange.
That was way weird.
Yeah.
Because there's always that part, like, and no disrespect to Julie at all or anybody there. There's always that part in your head where you're like, These motherfuckers crazy. Yeah. And then, like, they put their money where their mouth is, and they're like, hey, this is what's happening. And you're like, okay. And then they prove it. And you're like, oh, fuck.
When they put the...
This isn't bullshit.
When they put the EMF meter to Lucy's head and it goes, bring... I'm like, all right, maybe there's something to this. I'm like, let's move her. Let's move her away from the table because maybe it's getting some electrical pickup. Put it on there again and it goes, bling. I'm like, okay. All right. Then.
I was more fucked up whenever she put the damn... What was it? Congo fucking warrior doll. Yeah, the one that
kept all her dolls in.
Next to her and the cages go... like her cage went to him. Yeah, and Lucy's I'm like... Pissed. What the fuck is that? Because you were just holding her by the handle and she had her jar there and the cage just went like the whole thing. I'm not talking like a little door opening. No, no. Talking the whole thing in Steve's hand like this gravitated toward that fucking bottle. Yeah.
If you get out of the way here, see the little her little hangout spot here. It's like a big one of them decorative lantern things. So it's got a handle that pivots on the top. And I'm just carrying her around like that. And I'm just standing there holding her. And Julie got whatever that thing in the bottle was. Supposedly keeps.
Something like a Congo warrior. Or
somebody who sacrificed themselves to be a protector in the spirit realm, essentially. But she said that he keeps track of everything, over all the spirits of her dolls. She's got a pretty significant haunted doll collection, and it basically keeps them all in check. And when Lucy and that thing met, some weird energy there.
It was crazy.
I did.
Like I said, that was one of them times where I'm like, oh shit, what was that?
Yeah. She wanted that doll pretty significant. If we set up at a show or set up at a conference, I bring Lucy with us, which was weird that when we drove home that day from the first metaphysical conference, once we got home and I was unloading stuff from Kyle, from the back of Kyle's Jeep, Lucy's door had completely come unlocked and was open, just sitting there.
Yeah, we heard it when we were driving. We heard the door open. 'Cause I remember hearing it and being like, what the fuck was that? And like you said, we get back and start unloading and you see the door wide open. You're like, oh, cool. Awesome.
She's chill, though. She don't do nothing. She just hangs out.
No.
You're not supposed to eat.
And we had a bunch of warnings and stuff, but we just
definitely don't eat and drink in the same room as her.
Yeah.
What else was it? Don't make deals with her. She's chill.
Yeah, I don't think I've done She's that. Chill. I'll be right back.
It's fine. We did do a show on the Hitchhiker Effect not that long ago, I believe. Let me look it up. Yeah, I think it was within the last couple months. Or if we didn't, I was planning on it. Maybe I started writing one and didn't finish it because that's what I do. It's really hard to focus sometimes. What am I looking up? Hitchhiker Effect. Yep. It was March 2nd of this year. Hitchhiker Effect. Which I was going to do a part two. I'm glad that I didn't do a part two. Because the part two that I was going to do on the Hitchhiker Effect was going to tie into... essentially the missing scientists from the 80s, but I didn't get around to doing it. So now, once I get these missing scientists episodes done and we get into the one from the 80s, I can circle back around into the Hitchhiker Effect and go from there.
Nice.
Oh, damn, BPD's unsubbed. I think we get that a lot. There's been a lot of people that have come through and said, I was unsubbed from your show. So, okay.
Yeah, that happens Thanks, all government. The time.
Governmental dorks.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Because Oh yeah, I get on tangents. I got to get back on the 40 and 50. I usually do those, like, we're going to pull the curtain back a little bit here. Talk about some stuff. I usually do the 40 and 50s when we're pressed for time and I don't have a lot of time to research stuff. So I can dive into that.
Yeah, I currently don't have that.
Why do people get I don't know. I don't know if it's the algorithm on YouTube and the podcatchers or what the deal is, but it happens quite a, and it's not just us. You hear that across the board from a lot of people's shows.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens. Fuck 'em.
Oh, nice, nice.
Oh, cool. Appreciate it. Appreciate you.
Because there is an aspect of the hitchhiker effect to these things, to the missing scientists and to what was going on in the 80s. A lot of the scientists in the 80s were supposedly took their own lives. But if you look into that, I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. Because I don't know if anybody's read any Jacques Vallée. If you haven't, do it. At least listen to the audiobooks. You can find them on YouTube for free. But there's bits and pieces where he talks about the phenomena and it altering people's perception, getting them to do things they wouldn't normally do, essentially to try and protect itself. If there are people that are possibly whistleblowers, or they're getting too close to the source of the phenomena or information about the phenomena, it will come in and protect itself. Like, for example, there was a Russian plasma scientist Vallée's talking about, and a woman in the 60s pushed him in front of a subway train and killed him. And when they caught her and they were talking to her, she said she was getting messages from aliens that told her to push that man, who she had no contact with, in front of the subway train. It's fucking weird. It's fucking weird.
What's up, New England dirt roadie? Hell yeah, glad you're here tonight.
He cited another case where
I feel like I need to read some Jacques Vallée.
It's interesting.
I need to get some of his books.
There was another case where a man took a gun into a French television station because he was told by something that he needed to get rid of one of the reporters there. He didn't. He was stopped before he did, but after they did an investigation, said reporter was, in his own time, unbeknownst to a lot of people, a big-time UFO researcher, was really in deep into the phenomena. There's no way dude could have known about that, but he was told by something that guy needed to be taken care of.
That's fucked up. It kind of makes me, it's not in the same vein, but it is in the same vein. And I'm debating on writing an episode about it, but I'm kind of stumbling around. And what do you guys think? Is it worth pursuing this idea that it revolved around the missing time phenomena, but not in the context that we all know? We all think when we hear missing time, we generally think about alien abductions and stuff like that. But what if, and I don't know to what degree this would, so I don't know if there'd be a lot of answers in the episode. It'd be more of a theoretical episode. But what if there are, whether it be an entity or government, that somehow give us missing time by the elimination of memory itself? Because technically, that's kind of how we perceive time, is with our memory in like the overall spectrum of it. So if you start removing people's memory, you now influence their perception on time. Because there's been of late, there's a lot of people that talk about how time seems to be going by extremely fast. You know? And if there, like, is there any reason that a government per se would want to manipulate people's perception of time? Not so much time itself, but the perception of it by deleting your memories.
I'm going to take this time to try out the new widget. I don't know how it works.
Oh, nice.
But we're going to try it out. Can you guys vote on that? Can you see that? Oh, type one or two in the chat. Check it out. We got polls now.
Does it actually calculate it?
Victor Society said it does. One. Hell yeah, let's go.
Nice.
This is sick and fly.
But what do you think? What do you think, Steve? Like, what do you think about that? That idea, that concept.
In theory, obviously fully possible. Man, I don't know. Because I think yes. You know? Erasing.
I guess at the root of it would be like why? Like why is it specifically deleting memory to control your perception of time? What are the high? Because I was looking at it from like a really scientific standpoint. Because sometimes, admittedly so, I bounce ideas off of chat, you know, AI, to kind of get extremely fast results, and then I'll take it from there and kind of deep dive. But it, you know, it's this back and forth of going down scientific routes, and then you dive into things like MK Ultra, which MK Ultra arguably changed people's perception of time by removing and implanting memories. That's another crazy thought, is the changing of your perceived timeline by injecting memories into your head.
I think as far as taking away time and thoughts, it would be to cover something up. It would be for you to forget whatever's going on in that block of time.
Sure.
Because there's a theory that most alien abduction cases where people remember bits and pieces of the abduction, there's a theory that most of those are done by governments of the world. They're not actually aliens. There are cases that I've stumbled. It might actually have been Jacques Vallée talking about it, where people have been abducted. They'll remember being, at first they'll think that they're on a UFO, but then they'll start to realize that they're in some giant laboratory hospital somewhere. They'll see people in lab coats. Some people even remember seeing humans with gray alien masks on.
That's
which is
up.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
It's crazy that that's a narrative they're trying to spin. You know,
what if it could also be, and this is all theoretics, obviously, but what if it, because you remember, Steve, whenever I had that episode where this guy, and I forget what the actual series was called, but this guy was, his mom was part of a genetics program, and they were creating people to communicate with extraterrestrials. And he stated that his life was kind of guided. You know, like he ended up in the military through the overlord's guidance, so to speak. You know, maybe refusing, you know, saying, no, you can't get into this college, so here's a one-way ticket into the military, or so on and so forth. What if you know, memory deletion / time manipulation is also about course correction by your government. Mm-hmm. You know, Steve had a run-in with Kyle today, and Kyle told him about this job, but we can't have Steve getting off the plan, the course that we have him on, because the course that he's on is going to end him. Yeah, it's going to end him where we need him to be.
Because if anybody's dug into the super soldier program, which kind of goes hand in hand with what Kyle was talking about there, there's a lot of that supposedly goes on there. Max Spears was talking about it. Max Spears was talking about how he would end up at these conferences and he would run in to other people that were in the program, not because they were at the conference, because the other person didn't show up at the conference. He would just run into them at a cafe, or run into them at the library, or run into them at a thrift shop down the street. And the fact that the timelines had to like merge to where these two people, which are a very, 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 very select few, ended up at the same point at the same time. It's almost like it's a guided thing. You know? Like,
yeah, I'll guarantee it is.
And it makes you wonder if things like the Mandela effect is them trying that out on a global scale. Or not on a global scale, but on a bigger scale. Them changing just little things to see if they can manipulate the memory of the masses as opposed to just manipulating the memory of one single person.
Or it could be experiments with that going wrong too.
Yeah.
Something went awry, you know, because, you know, supposedly, you know, the idea, and it does make extreme sense. That if you go back and adjust one thing in the future or one thing in the past, that it inevitably ripples across time. Changes fucking everything. Which 100% makes sense. I did see, not that it's extremely paranormal. Actually, it's not paranormal, but I'd like to see what you think. I saw a guy talking the other day about how he believes in the next 5 years, which this could be interesting foreshadowing. In the next 5 years, we will have the technology to start extending our lives out to about 125 to 150.
I've seen some things about that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that far.
A lot of it's, you know, heavy AI knowledge. My thing is though, how do we keep the body from eroding?
I think that would be the biggest thing to overcome.
It's got to be the biggest hurdle,
your
right?
Your body's eventually going to break down. Like that's just how we experience life and how we experience time. On Earth, our reality is linear. You know, a tree starts as a seed, becomes a sapling, becomes a tree. Sometimes a tree is not a tree, but that's how we experience time. And then it dies. It breaks down and dies. Same way with us. I don't know how. The human body has to have a finite expiration date, because eventually you're just going to be dust and skin. I don't think there's people that almost live that long now without any kind of, so yeah. I don't think it's that far off. Is everybody going to live to 125? That's a little far off, but I think we will probably start seeing more people live that long.
I don't think that everybody will initially. It'll be a generational thing, I think. You know what I mean? Where they're going to have the technology to now extend it. However, there's going to be some people that are kind of already past the tipping point, so to speak. You know, if you're 82 and your body is already eroded X amount, well, there's not a whole lot we can do for you at that point. We could probably extend it a little bit, but.
And who?
Maybe not, though. I don't know. You know, because there are people that are working on reverse aging and all types of shit, which I think would be awesome. I think it would be great if people could live longer.
Yeah. And
because as you get older, you realize how short your time here actually is.
Yeah. And like Twiz said, oops, fuck that up. Like Twiz said, we'll probably start merging with technology is what'll happen.
I do think that's, you know, that's inevitable. I think that it's definitely going to happen.
To at what point are you just a brain controlling a robot at that point? Like, oh, you're going to,
yeah,
you got a bum leg. Let's put a robot one on there. Oh, your other leg's fucked up. Let's put a robot one on there.
I mean, at this point, is the human body much different, though? It's essentially a brain controlling a robot. A
flesh robot.
Flesh Fuck robot. Yeah.
So you want to break it down further than that? It's just electrical impulses.
Yeah.
Damn.
Just a brain controlling
if
robot,
bro. If it is
bro.
Electrical impulses, think how easy that would be to manipulate. I mean, I know it is electrical. Not if it is. I know it is. Think how easy that would be to manipulate.
Yeah. That's like what we've talked about with screen memories and stuff, how it's possible that ET, they don't actually morph. Like, maybe that they just have the ability to fuck with the signals from your eyes to your fucking brain to create something different.
I was watching.
To where they're a gray alien standing right in front of you, but your brain is somehow registering it as a G.I. Yeah. Joe.
Yeah, I was watching Neil deGrasse Tyson talk about the physics behind tinfoil hats. It's legit. It's crazy. Because a tinfoil hat is essentially a Faraday cage. And a Faraday is just a metal dome. Electricity and neurons, whatever the fuck, cannot penetrate a metal dome. So you put it on your head. Block all the aliens and governmental programming.
It's just like fucking Magneto. He did the same shit to keep Professor X out of his
because
fucking
that's
head.
That's what Neil said. He said, probably the worst kind of alien invasion I can think of is if he said they don't even have to be there. If they can get into our thoughts and control our thoughts, they essentially take over. They take us over. And we wouldn't even know it because we wouldn't know our thoughts were being controlled. He says, so in theory, tinfoil hats could be a saving grace. If they come in and start, you know, possessing people, the only ones that are going to be immune to it are the ones with the tinfoil hats on, which I'm going to start wearing mine. I'm going to make one right now after this show.
Hell yeah.
It always comes back.
Say me and Gnome Wrecker is going to get some tinfoil hats.
He does need a tinfoil hat. It always comes back to
that
Magneto.
That would be kind of sick. Dude, Magneto's dope. If they weren't so expensive, I would be, and they made them still, I would be still collecting X-Men cards. Namely, Magneto and Wolverine.
I don't think what's happening. Do I think they're not manipulating my thoughts and stuff? Yeah, they don't need to, you know, bypass my tinfoil hat Faraday cage. They're already manipulating my thoughts 99% of the fucking time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hollow foil hats. Yeah, you're right.
Does anybody,
let me get this widget out of here.
Does anybody ever like have that feeling though? Like legitimately. Like how would I describe it? Like, and I feel like a lot of times I have that feeling is whenever I'm angry.
What feeling? What are we talking about?
Like I'm being influenced. Like there's a lot of times whenever I'm angry that, and I know it's technically hindsight, I guess, but where I'm kind of like, what? Why the fuck was I even, like, why did I get angry about that? It doesn't like it. It's not like I feel like it wouldn't be normal for me to normally get angry about something, and all of a sudden I was angry about it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Or you get these random fucking thoughts that infiltrate your brain and they just fucking fester, and then you lose control of it. You can't take it anymore, and you want to fucking lash out.
Yeah, and that's social media programming. They love that shit. They once they pick up on your algorithm, they pump the things that you want to see to you, and then they'll throw in exactly the opposite just to get you fired up, just to get you fucking pumped up. And it's just what they do. They just love keeping everybody riled up. Cause I'm guilty of it too, man. I'll start getting on that doom scroll of shit I don't want to see, and I'm like, man. And I gotta put it down. I gotta say that this is what they want. This is what they want me to do. Just gotta set her down.
I do believe that our phones are 90% of it now. And that's why anymore, honestly, I'd stay away from social media for the most part. I really have stepped away big time from it, because it's just always so fucking negative, man. It's so bad. There'll be a fucking like a funny post, and then you, for whatever reason, get in the comments, and it's just dog shit. And you're like, man, everybody fucking sucks.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Like I said, every once in a while, I won't even be around my phone, but it, you know. Like somebody will do something and it just fucking pisses me off like bad.
Like leave a comment on Spotify.
And later on, I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? Like, why'd I even get mad about that? It's so stupid. Like, it just doesn't seem like I would get mad about it.
I have to set myself back and take a step back and just tell myself, this doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, it's weird.
Are it's we weird. From Ohio? No.
No.
Ohio's not real, first off. Second off, we've been there. We did the 40 and airwaves in Ohio, which if you didn't come.
Yeah, my little brother lives there now.
If you didn't come, shame on you.
You missed out. You missed out. That was shame a good time. You. That was right up there with our first Spirit Con. Yeah.
That was a good time.
Both of those two will forever kind of hold a spot in my heart.
Indiana, also no. But we drove through Indiana to get to Ohio. You're getting closer. Just keep going west. You're going to get it. This next one you're going to get.
I went to Indiana to watch the Bulls game. And that's I don't like being in the city. That makes me feel gross.
That's funny. The NBA game that I went to was also in Indianapolis.
Yeah. Oh, really?
For those that's of you crazy. That don't know, I was married. My ex-wife was part of the largest family of jugglers.
Juggalos.
Not juggalos, jugglers. And they had a contract with the NBA, so they would juggle halftime shows all over the country. And I got to go to a Pacers-Pistons final game and sit courtside, which is pretty sick. No, not Pennsylvania. You're going the wrong direction. If you're in Ohio and then you move to Indiana, you want to go that direction, not the other way. Come on.
There's not a whole lot of bother in Twiz. It was, we were in a hotel room.
The state we live in.
And then we walked around for a little bit and it sucked.
The state we live in rhymes with Illinois.
Hell yeah.
Illinois and transplanted in Ohio. Laura, Ohio doesn't exist. It's not real.
I don't know, man. I feel like I'd rather live in Ohio than Illinois. Illinois is one of the worst. I do like our college and our professional team in basketball, but that's about far as it goes. It is in the show notes. It actually really is. Now I think about it.
That might be the comment of the night. It's in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's peaceful because it's a psyop.
Yeah, it's good.
They want you to believe you're in Ohio.
How the fuck is it a psyop?
They're in your brain wanting you to believe it's Ohio, but Ohio doesn't exist. It's just East Indiana.
That's a good thing, Twiz. I'm glad our coach bounced.
Illinoisan transplanted to California. That technically sucks. I don't know that California exists because I've never been there.
Yeah, I don't really want to go to California, so well, that's not true. I want to go see the Redwoods, but that's it. That's the only reason why I want to go to California. So I just want to see the Redwoods.
I want to go squatch him. We need to go squatch him with Bigfoot Society. Because if he's getting weird shit sick. Going on.
All it would be is a fucking boombox and Limp Bizkit.
In our defense.
With wrestling moves.
Has anybody tried that? Tried to lure in a Sasquatch?
No, they haven't actually.
Significant other playing in the background. Instead of.
I think that's an experiment that we need to establish.
Yeah.
I feel like us three are probably one of the only ones capable, or combined, we're the only capable forces of being able to do that. Other than having Fred Durst there.
Which himself. We might be able to if he got wind of it.
If we can land, if we land Fred Durst and he's out there making whoops, I'm retiring.
Yeah, same. That's peak. From everything. It wouldn't get any bigger than that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anybody's tried that. Like, yeah, a lot of people blast old Sasquatch calls to try to get a signal back, but I don't think anybody's blasted Limp Bizkit.
Fuck yeah. It's a known fact that Bigfoot loves Limp Bizkit.
She's balls. She's balls.
Hell yeah.
Have we messaged Fred Durst? We've messaged a lot of people and no one talks to us.
I've tried to message Fred Durst. He has his account set to private.
Do better, Fred.
Yeah, I've messaged. Who have I messaged? I have messaged the lead singer of Acacia Strain and the old frontman for Atreyu. I didn't know this, but I messaged Glorilla before she was big, which is weird.
She's from St. Louis, right?
I think okay, so, yeah.
Just get her in the studio. But
I think it was her. Yeah, I think it was her. I think she was on a podcast and she was talking about paranormal shit. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck this is, but I'm going to. She seems like she's famous, so fuck it. Why not, right? Who else am I fucking? I know I've messaged a handful of fucking
famous people. I messaged Marilyn Manson. I messaged Goldust. Yeah, our accounts just aren't big enough for people to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. No, that's what it is that our social media following isn't large enough to matter. Like everybody looks at us like we are losers.
Which, in their defense,
they're not far off. But yeah, it's bizarre. It's really bizarre.
Yeah.
Hey man, whatever. You miss every shot That's you true. Don't fucking take, so why not, That's right? True. I don't know. I didn't give a shit. And of course she never responded. It's per typical. They're like, look at those fucking nerds with 20 followers. Yeah, right. I'm not going on their show. That's dumb. And we were probably bigger than the show she went on.
Yeah, you miss I think we should too, honestly. There, Dawn of America. You should have 1 million subs by now. I would be happy with 10,000 subs by now.
Well, Fred Durst, actually, wasn't he talking about starting
him and Billy Corgan from the Smashing
Paranormal Pumpkins. Show with Billy Corgan? Which would have been fucking.
I don't think it ever took off.
I don't think that. Fred Durst has any interest in listening to Hollis Guy podcast.
He might, though.
I was shocked there for a while. Holly Madison listened to us. I don't know if she still does or not, but
Oh, she pops in on the TikTok that every once in a while.
Numbing.
She'll like a TikTok. A TikTok.
Oh, really?
Or TikTok here and there.
I didn't think she fucked with us anymore.
We're all still buddies. We're still friends on TikTok. It's our claim to fame that Holly Madison is our TikTok friend. Cool. She just started a new show, actually. Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
What's it called?
She's just killing it anyway.
It's called You Wish, and it's about, like, she interviews different people from different facets of Hollywood and how they talk about kind of like how they manifested their success and different stuff like that. They just did
cool.
She just interviewed Liv Morgan from the WWE, and I thought that was cool as shit.
Oh, nice.
Wes Borland might. We need to get people that are weird, though. I mean, I know Wes Borland's weird. Don't take that. Wes Borland's fucking weird.
Definitely.
But we need to get people that are paranormal weird. Like that are all into this realm. Some people that are weird aren't really like into the weird.
I think the lead singer of Case Strain would have been a good fit because like how he sages the crowd now. And dude, the lyrics in It Comes in Waves are fucking weird.
And the fact that it dropped like 2 months before COVID hit. And you look at the lyrics compared to what we all went through.
I wouldn't say it's some of my favorite Acacia Strain work, but there are a couple songs on there that are fucking gnarly.
I love Doom Acacia Strain. Sludgy Doom. I used to be like aggressive Acacia Strain guy.
Doom is cool.
Sludgy Doom Metal Acacia Strain is my favorite. I'm trying to think who else we could get. Oh, I did see that there was an interview with somebody. I don't know. Some Hollywood dork said that either he was at Trent Reznor's wedding or Trent Reznor was at his wedding. Trent Reznor is a lead singer of Nine Inch Nails. This story's crazy. As they were standing there, I think it was his wedding and Reznor was there. Anyway, Reznor was talking to Tom DeLonge over here. He may be a member of his band.
No, he's a loser.
So they're talking. He leaves. Dude goes up to Reznor and is like, what were you guys talking about? And he goes, Tom just showed me a picture of a dead alien.
Wow. I mean, if he showed me a picture of a dead alien, I'd be impressed.
And that's Trent Reznor. That dude is weird.
I'm not going to say that I wouldn't enjoy that. I may not enjoy him, but I would probably enjoy that picture.
My question is, what happened to all those guys? Like, what happened to the To the Stars guys and all this Secret Machine shit? They were all like big and pushing. Now that's all pretty fucking quiet now.
It's a good point. I just don't think about them that much, so they fell off the radar with me.
And an interesting turn of events during my research of the episode that's going to come out by the time this drops. Next Wednesday, the episode will already be out. One of the missing people kind of in cahoots with Tom, which is weird.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Tom is he's just a secret government assassin. Damn. He was luring everyone out from the shadows, and now he's got them all, and he's just...
His cover is playing in a band that just makes poop and fart jokes.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Oh, man. How are 50 of you still in here hanging out with us? Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. But it's about that time, Holocult. It's about that time.
Yeah. And real quick, here's the deal. Here's the deal. We're more than willing to open up the phone lines. If people want that, make it known somehow. Okay? Make it known. I'm even not opposed to me and Steve talking about a segment and then open the lines to people call in and share their thoughts on the fucking segment. I don't give a shit. It's all going to be interesting for us and conversation. I'm just letting you know that if it's something that the majority of people want, we are more, the phone is fucking here. It's ready to go. But don't bitch about phone calls and then not call.
Yeah. And David wants old school call-ins.
I don't give a shit about David.
I had to do it. I'm sorry. I'm done.
David's an idiot.
Done.
He's an idiot. He's an idiot. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. The fact of the matter is if, you know, you want that. Good night, buddy. Love you too. If you want that, make it known and we'll make it happen.
Yeah. Because it's weird when we open the phone lines.
That's Steve. Hold on. That is not a situation for Steve and I to do better. It's a situation for you to do better. Right? Am I wrong?
I'm not saying nothing. I'm just relaying the message.
And tonight's conversation was fun. I actually really enjoyed it too. I love whenever we get kind of deep in grind and thought like that. For me, that's a lot of fun. I don't get that type of like stimulation very often. So when we get theoretical and very in depth, I really, really enjoy those conversations.
That's for Twiz. But yeah, if we open them, just call. Because it's weird when we open them and then me and Kyle don't. Okay, we open them and there's dead air. Then me and Kyle start getting in on a conversation and then a phone call comes in.
And then somebody calls.
It throws things off a little bit.
It's a weird up and down when that happens. You know, because then it ruins, like it fucks up your train of thought. And it's, I think Steve and I are one of those, or two of those people where when we start building momentum, you got to let us keep building momentum. Cause if you shut us down, then our brains just stop. We're just like, okay.
My brain don't work that good anyway.
No, I feel that.
Yeah, we can do the phone lines again.
I feel that. I actually really enjoy
love it. When you guys call in with some weird ass shit.
We've had some fucking rad ass.
I actually
stories.
Thought about going through and clipping all of the call-ins that we got from night shift into like maybe 30-minute blocks, and just releasing those. Do a little intro and releasing those as episodes.
That'd be cool.
Like Tales from the Night Shift or some shit, just to have extra content out there.
Yeah,
people,
that'd be cool.
It sucks to try to dig through, you know, 100+ episodes to try to find, you know, the story about the Bigfoot night vision guy, or the story about the helicopter missing time, whatever the fuck. So yeah, it's fine. Everybody that's in here, before we go, make sure you hit the like button and the subscribe button and the share button and all those other buttons, the algorithm buttons. Got to hit the algorithm buttons, right? Oh, BPD called in the first night shift. Shoo. OG shit there.
That's crazy.
We've been doing this for a long time. 7 years, Holocult.
Al, don't plagiarize me, please.
I'm about to rebroadcast and analyze this podcast. Damn it. Don't make me plagiarize myself, Al. But anyway.
Nah, you can do it. You do whatever the fuck you
want.
That's
why we put the content out there. It's not, we don't put it out for us. We put it out for you, nerds. It's just how it works.
Yeah.
But thanks everybody for hanging out with us. 29 likes out of 50. Come on, guys. Listen to Virgil.
Hey, man, that's 50%. That's almost passing.
Depends on who makes the grade scale. Who sets the curve?
Hey, man. Hey, man,
it's simple science.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Simple math.
Science is pretty simple. Math, not so much. Yeah. Not my strong suit.
Thanks for everybody hanging out with us.
All right.
Yeah,
I got to get to
bed. Work. Thank you all. Good to see everybody. Good to see the regulars. Good to see some new faces in here. Hope you all have a great next 2 weeks. Look
keep your eyes peeled for those missing scientist episodes that are going to be coming out. And we'll catch you around then. So until that time, stay safe, stay weird, and... Oh, I almost said something about the guy. I'm not going to talk about anymore, but I'm not going to do it. Love you guys.